I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Country music legend and Tennessee icon Dolly Parton has died at age 80. Her passing was confirmed by her nephew, Brian Seaver, on social media today.
Rest in peace, Aunt Dolly, Aunt Granny, Gigi. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Parton had been struggling with illness in recent months while continuing to work. The 11-time Grammy winner is remembered for hits like Jolene and 9 to 5, and for community service projects from the Imagination Library to helping fund vaccine research. We'll be bringing more remembrances of Dolly as our coverage continues. Tennessee politicians from both sides of the aisle are mourning her. Republican Senator and gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn called Parton an iconic leader in the state. On top of her musical career, Parton was an economic and philanthropic powerhouse, investing in early education and health care, and opening a theme park based on her music in her hometown of Sevierville. The Tennessee Democratic Party similarly praised those initiatives and mourned the loss of Parton, saying that she led with, quote, ambition, generosity, kindness, and an unwavering love for the people and places that shaped her. Fewer Tennessee kindergartners are getting their shots as vaccine exemptions rise. Public health experts say that vaccination rates need to hit 95% for so-called herd immunity. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just released the data for last school year, since there's always a lag on this official data. Only 94.1% of children got the shot that protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Slightly more got the shot for measles, mumps, and rubella, 94.4%. Some of the gaps are children who simply are behind on getting the shots. But the number of parents opting out of routine school-required vaccinations is increasing. Nearly 5% of kindergartners got one last year. That's been on the rise for years and really started growing after the COVID-19 pandemic hit. Back in 2011, the rate was less than 1%. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.